This summer, VPR is taking a look at special bodies of water all across Vermont and what they mean to the communities that spend time there. Lake Memphremagog in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom is the state's other international water body, but unlike Lake Champlain, Memphremagog lies mostly in Canada. Here's VPR's John Dillon, who was up on the lake last week when marathon swimmers made their way up to Canada in an attempt to complete a personal and political mission.
This is a story about a lake and its people, and an athletic event that attempts to erase a barrier between two countries. But first, the lake. It's big. It's not Lake Champlain big, but it's big. It's long. It's 25 miles long. And out here, the waves are big. And the swimmers. These swimmers are swimming 25 miles against this wind, against these waves. Hours earlier, they gathered before dawn. Seven swimmers, ranging in age from 14 to 69, wrapped themselves in parkas, towels, even a spare tablecloth to ward off the chilly wind.
Yeah, swimmer number one, two.
Race organizer Phil White checks their radios and goes over safety procedures.
What we're going to do is get the boats set up, have them all out there, then the swimmers can gather.
White first saw the lake in 1980 when he was appointed Orleans County State's Attorney. He says it was love at first sight.
I've talked to a number of people that have come into town just looking around, and bam, they just fell in love with this lake.
White is a former prosecutor, a skilled trial lawyer, not what you'd call a mystic. Yet he says there is something special about Memphremagog, including its legendary creature called Memphrey, that's been spotted over the centuries.
And there's a lot of spirituality connected with this lake that you discover over time. And it's not just Memphrey. There's hieroglyphs up on Owl's Head, and a couple of different historians have traced the Knights Templar from Paris to Scotland to a place now known as Montreal and down here to Memphremagog.
White has named this marathon swim in search of Memphrey, but it also has a political message. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks, a professional swim race from Magog in Quebec to Newport ended in part because of border security issues. White worked with Canadian and U.S. officials to get the border open to swimmers and launched the Memphremagog swim in 2011 as an amateur race. The border remains a focus. This year's event is dedicated to asylum seekers.
You're quietly doing what you can do. And every time you say our purpose is to find a legendary lake creature and promote a more open border, it's like, well, maybe those two are the same thing, you know? So the search for Memphrey has many, many dimensions to it.
The swimmers offer similar yet unique reasons for putting themselves to this extreme test. 69-year-old Dan Shubb is from Baltimore, Maryland. His journey to Memphremagog started with a cancer diagnosis. He knew he had to get in shape, so he started training, first with running, then swimming, cycling, and triathlons. He now runs less and swims more. He says the distance swims become almost meditative.
It becomes kind of, yoga-like, zen-like. You get into a sort of a mental state that's kind of peaceful and not even thinking about swimming sometimes.
14-year-old Vera Rivard is the youngest of the seven. She's trained hard, and she says the hardest part is
probably the mental game in this, just seeing if I can do it.
Darcy Rivard, Vera's mom, said she takes cues from her daughter about whether she has the strength to finish.
My husband and I try to leave it up to her, but I mean, if it was unsafe, then we would. But mostly it's a mental game that she plays, and if she wants to do it, then she does it, and we leave it up to her.
Charlotte Brin is a native of New Zealand who swam the length of the lake in 2011. Brin is an experienced marathon swimmer who swam 28 miles around Manhattan Island. She's on a support crew this year, and she says Memphremagog is huge, mysterious, and extremely challenging.
Really, my favorite swims and my hardest have been on Lake Memphremagog. It's a feisty lake. You know, sometimes people think a lake can be benign, that wind can whip. It can be changeable out there, and it's a long swim, mentally and physically.
On swim day, the water is around 72 degrees, but the air is chilly and a north wind kicks up a fierce chop. We pass Vera Rivard about 5 miles out in the open lake. Her parents and sister are alongside in boats, and the young swimmer seems undaunted.
Vera Rivard!
Been waiting a long time for this. She's one happy girl.
How's Mama doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm psyched for her.
But other swimmers are having trouble. The first one pulls out at about 6 miles, just over the border. White says the conditions are exceptionally tough.
We're going to pick you up, Sandra. Some days the magic works and some days it doesn't.
Over the next 12 hours, four others pull out. Dan Shubb, the 69-year-old from Baltimore, is the last one to pull. He makes it 17 miles. After 15 hours and 51 minutes in the water, Charissa Gutierrez of Omaha, Nebraska, swims ashore in Magog. Vera Rivard touches land shortly after her, completing the swim in 16 hours and 24 minutes, the youngest person ever to traverse the 25 miles. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Newport.